return to this broken heart.
Why did he fall from the sky? Horatio Sands is
Hello?
A beacon lighting out
hear?
The darkest lands. He was a light on the sea. Say a world, Sands. Horatio Sands is a world that I cannot understand. Sands, Horatio Sands.
Birds, 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 birds.
Oh, Horatio Sands, they reveal your plans. You are missed by your fans. Did you go to Japan? All the ladies and men who never touched your hands. But you shake your can, shuffle by the knee land. Just want one more dance, take a silver bar to trance. The first romance, just give us a chance. Return from across the sand. Struck up the band, cause we cannot be Sands. Horatio Sands.
There were very few mans like Horatio Sands, his beacon lighting up the darkest lands. He was a light on the sea. Say a world, Sands. Horatio Sands is a world that I cannot understand. Sands, Horatio Sands.
Welcome to Radio Pizza Party, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Here we are.
Hello.
It is, we are broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territories at CITR 101.9.
Exactly. My name is Tristan Ashy Larry T-Bone Wheeler, and I am here with
Jack Shaft Lamming.
Jack the Shaft. We also have a special guest here. As I put in the show alert, he is the human bagel.
Do you know why he's the human bagel?
I'm well-rounded.
He's so well-rounded. And why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Evan.
Carson.
Ford.
That's his name, people.
That's his name. And he's a bagel because he's rounded, but he also has a hole you can never fill.
And he's boiled.
I like boiled. To think I'm an everything bagel. A little bit.
Is it because of the onion
there.
Smell?
Oh, man, onions are great. I love
they
me some
are.
Onions.
You rub a few underneath the old arms.
T-Bone, why don't you just introduce what our show is about and
so,
what we do here.
If you're the first-time listener to Radio Pizza Party, which I hope you are, we're vastly expanding.
You don't want any of the other two. Like
the
people
other
from
two
the other
people?
Two episodes?
Or the other two people.
The two people from the other two episodes. We don't want them on the show.
No way, no. No, what we want here is that every episode... We have a topic to discuss between the three of us, me and Jack and our guest, and that topic is randomized. We have them pull a topic out of the hat, and then we have games, we have little segments, it's just a big old fun talk show crazy thing.
It's really crazy. We do audio games now. We were doing board games, but that makes really boring radio.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it just
we
sounds
started
like-
doing
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like a man clapping in an empty room.
I think, is that from 1984, the future of history is a man clapping in the...
No, I think it was a boot stomping on a human face, but it's the same sound.
Same sound. Evan, how are you doing? How was your day? What have you been up to?
What's up in your life?
I got a job, guys.
What's
I'm
the job?
Congratulations.
Well, I am a building code consultant. Exciting, right?
It
building
sounds
code.
Riveting.
A building code as in, like, the building codes of the world, or, like, you're building code for a computer?
I tell people they're allowed to build buildings.
Wow. So
or you're
not.
Like, wow, that's...
If any listeners want to build a building, call in now.
We are taking permit applications right now, live on air.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. Good for you. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm not very glad to hear that.
Oh.
When I said I was glad to hear it, I was lying.
Take the wind out of your sails. Tristan, how was your day? Sorry, Larry. Ashy.
Larry Ashy is doing great. Today I got out of bed, felt good, felt in like one of those moods, you know, hey, let's continue on. That's what the mood I was feeling. What about you, Jack?
I'm having a fantastic day. To any of our new listeners, I'm a visiting student to UBC.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to University of Victoria along with Ashy Larry last year.
Ashy Larry.
And Mr. Larry got accepted to UBC. I didn't. And I was like, hey, I just can't get enough of this guy. So I decided, screw it. I'm going to transfer to UBC. But I'd missed the deadline. Mm. And I found out this little program called Visiting Student, where you go to a different school and you take classes there for credit at the school that you're currently enrolled in. And when I was here, I was like, you know what? F you, Vic. I hope you can hear that, you, Vic. F you.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, I'm going to transfer to UBC. And I did it. So now I'm a UBC student for good.
Congratulations, Jack.
Never going back to that island.
So exciting.
You're never going back to the island.
I hope it sinks. I'm just kidding, Matthew. I know you can hear me. Matthew Wenzel is a friend of mine, and he lives on the island.
I don't know who that is. So, Evan, everything's good with you then. You're the guest. We have to be interviewing you in a way, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of how it works, right?
So how do you come up with ideas?
You know, this morning I woke up with an amazing idea.
Come up with ideas.
I discovered it was spring, guys.
That was your idea, was to decide it was
spring? My body told me this morning, it's springtime.
The calendar,
so you're going to have allergies.
The calendar people consult Evan. So when they put on the calendar, first day of spring. He's
it's me.
Yeah, I was about to say. Stole my joke. So should we pick a topic?
Let's move on to our topic picking time. I'm not made for radio, nor am I made for anything worth
You sure have a face for it.
Hey.
Pass me those topics.
So we don't have. We usually have a hat. I don't have a hat because it's not cold enough to have a hat.
We don't need to tell these people that. They can't see us.
We have a hat right here, everybody.
Here we are. Evan, why don't you pick a topic?
Evan, why don't you pick a topic? Wait, before you do that, I'll do this.
Hey, Jack, let's pick a topic.
The beautiful chimes with a little bit of bird sounds from the...
And our topic is, drumroll please.
Drumroll please.
Psychedelics and the nature of reality.
Oh, these
here
are one of the,
we go.
These are one of our latest additions into the pile.
We're going
we're
down
like,
the rabbit hole.
We
stuff's been getting too boring.
Yeah, roommates, riveting topic. So we've decided to go a bit more controversial.
Controversial.
Within the limits of the CRTC. And that one we decided was great. So psychedelics, tell me what... Let's establish a baseline. Evan, what are psychedelics?
Yeah, to you, what are psychedelics?
Well, in your opinion,
there's
what
something
are
that changed the way you perceive the world. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a drug. It's anything that can make
What do you mean
you
it doesn't
things.
Have to be a drug?
Could a car be a psychedelic? Because you never see the world that fast.
We just had some pizza.
I mean, if you stand behind
psychedelic.
The car and breathe in the fumes, I'm sure it would work.
Yeah,
worked on a family member.
Whoa! Okay, Tristan, how would you define psychedelics?
I would define it because I'm the definitive source.
Define it. Your granddad was Webster, right? Of Merriam Webster.
Yes, yes. And my grandmother's name was Miriam, so it worked out.
Okay, that's good.
I would think of psychedelics as something that, like, a chemical change to your brain that makes you maybe, like Evan said, experience things differently. I wouldn't say it doesn't have to be a drug. I think it would have to be a drug for it to even be a... I wonder if all these people are looking at us. Hey,
they definitely are. We are waving right back.
Yeah. Can you give us a thesaurus answer?
A thesaurus?
Like, what
thesaurus.
Other words mean the same thing as psychedelics?
Oh, as in a thesaurus answer.
Yeah.
Okay,
not
I would
a
say
rhinoceros.
Drugs. Some grass.
Is this grass that you would mow on your lawn?
I'm talking wacky-tobacky, my friend. What about you, Jack?
Ooh,
what you...
I'm talking the jazz cabbage.
Is that... Okay. Jack, what about yourself? How do you feel about this
I would
topic?
Define it as anything that makes you feel any kind of way.
So, like, I ate a sandwich this morning, and it didn't make me feel very good.
It made me feel full.
But
like
it made you
ate.
Feel something, right?
Yeah, you
That's
know?
A psychedelic. So if your shirt makes you feel itchy, that shirt is a psychedelic.
Wow, so Timothy Leary, he was onto something, eh?
Yep. I don't know who that is.
I use that big... Well,
so,
that,
like, a good
LSD
itchy
guy.
Sweater is quite a psychedelic.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a hell of a psychedelic. It's not a good one, but it's a psychedelic.
That means, like, the sun is, like, the biggest psychedelic. Because it makes you feel so much.
You know that Smash Mouth song, Walking on the Sun? It's about psychedelics.
That could be true.
It's Smash Mouth. Anything could be about anything.
Anything could be true.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, how far we want to go with this, because, I mean, we are on a public forum. But would anyone be willing to discuss any sort of experience, or maybe not experience, like, any sort of experience, I would try to say. Maybe not in terms of actually the ingestion, or maybe the observations of others on it. Because I have
been with people on psychedelics. Mom, one time, one single time. It was in Thailand, I recall.
A
lot of stuff happens in Thailand.
Stuff
happens in Thailand. There's this one bar called the Mushroom Mountain, and you can guess what they sell. They sell
funky... The mountain, that's where they get them all?
Yeah, wow. That's where all of the mushrooms in the world comes from. And they sell shroom shakes, which are basically, they're just milkshakes with a lot of mushrooms in them. And I came home to my hostel one day, and a friend of mine, who will not be named, but he's been a guest on the show.
Thrown under the bus.
I came home to the hostel one day, and he was just laying under the hammock, like, pawing at it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that was my experience.
Evan, anything Evan? You're willing to expose?
Speak
one time
to us.
I saw a guy go in a porta potty at a music festival and not come out for another 12 hours. You know, I mean, I can't imagine he had to go to the washroom, but I imagine it was a pretty spiritual experience.
I mean, with the music festival food, it is plausible that he was just in there to go to the washroom.
Ooh, that's very possible, yes.
He was just draining out for 12 hours.
Oh, yeah, his entire body.
I wonder
fell
if he
in.
Called for help at any point.
I'm pretty sure that man's inside out somewhere.
I mean,
wandered
how
much, out 10 kilos
how much
lighter.
Extra volume would be added to that porta potty in
oh,
the time he
okay.
did it?
It's a hell of a conversation.
Hey, porta potty talk. That's what we are—a bunch of porta potty boys.
It's just porta potty talk. Tristan,
porta potty talk.
Who? What experience have you had with psychedelics?
I am a square. I don't really hang out with those sorts of people. I remember a good friend of mine, which I won't mention.
Who has not been a guest on the show.
Which
narrows it down considerably.
Yeah. Came into our dorm, or not our dorm, but like our place, like our at UVic.
It was basically a dorm. It was four bedrooms and a kitchen and some sad couches
yeah.
in your shack.
It was an apartment building, but the saddest apartment building on earth.
There were no layups. It was not a shack.
Shack dunked?
God, jeez, I had tried.
Anyway, go on.
But a friend of ours, he said, hey, can I do this substance that alters my brain here? And we're kind of like, I guess, if that's what you're into. It's also our dorm, so he did that. And then he was just like, it was like, first, like, I don't know, maybe half hour to 45 minutes was like kind of fun. But then it became like draining because it was a school night. It was like
it was,
a Tuesday
it
night.
It was a Tuesday night.
What at, a night to do some psychedelics.
At like 10:30, I come home from class. I am exhausted.
That's the perfect way to get your homework done.
There's this man talking to our lamp, like our roof
sconce.
Light, our sconce.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just sitting there like having a full conversation.
Was it riveting?
It was a blast to listen to.
A blast. So... Well,
Jack, would you consider it a lit conversation?
No.
Was it?
It was super hot fire.
It
was super hot fire.
Wonderful.
But it wasn't lit.
Wonderful. It's lit.
Anyway, tell Tristan us what we're doing next.
So I'm just saying we're going to go into a break, is what I was going to say.
Well, you say it, and then we'll do it.
We're going to go into a break. This is Radio Pizza Party. We're going to play a song called Ralph Wiggum by the Rival Boys. Before that, we played Sans, Horatio Sans by Dazzler. Before that,
I was dazzled.
And we were all dazzled. We were dazzled because of some magic was going on inside this room. So we're going to play that, and then we'll be back.
See you later.
Heart should make it clear to you. long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder Lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza,
Pizza
Party.
Party.
Pizza.
With who? Party. Who's with us?
We're here with the inscrutable,
incomparable,
Evan Ford,
the Bagel Man,
the Human Bagel.
You can spread
Ford.
Me however you want.
Oh my god!
Left, right, and center. He got the hole in the middle. Spread him wide. Toast.
Spread them, toast them, do what you will.
Yes, the wonderful bagel.
So our topic today is
psychedelics
and the nature of reality.
Mm-hmm.
And Evan, what do you know about the nature of reality?
Hey,
give us some real
what is reality?
Hawking questions.
What is reality and what isn't reality? Let's go and let's do that.
What is reality? What makes our version of perception different than a squirrel's version of perception? What's that? Like,
we have thumbs.
Difference. Well, what's that difference between
in
them
our brains
thinking and us thinking? Because clearly there's like, you know, they don't do math. I mean, we have math.
Squirrels do not have math. I agree.
Given my experiences in high school, I'd say that's a blessing. I would prefer being a squirrel.
A blessing and a curse.
Why is it a curse?
I mean,
wait,
if
what
he
was
loses
the point
a nut,
my, the point I was
he
making,
won't know he lost a nut.
Yeah, he won't be able to count up all his nuts and be like, well, I lost one because he doesn't have math. That was what he has established.
So you're saying that without math, squirrels will starve to death?
Well, they don't have math and they're not starving to death. How is that? There's something to talk about.
But if they had math, I think they'd start trading them nuts. And
trading them nuts?
Yeah, they'd have these nuts, man. And, you know,
yeah, they'd have lots of them.
They could stockpile. I think they'd become a dominant species.
Have you never seen Over the Hedge? Squirrels stockpile nuts all the time.
All the live long day.
Who competes with squirrels for nuts? What are the other nut critters?
In terms of nut critters, I would say like a crow,
okay,
maybe?
Dibs on nut critters.
I was going to say a crow
name.
Too, but yeah.
I think that's just because I see a lot of crows and squirrels on
have
this campus.
Have you ever seen a baby crow? I've never seen a baby crow.
They look
they're always
weird.
Big.
They look...
always...
Well, you don't go into a crow's nest, do you?
Yeah, but
that's going to Alberta.
You always see big, like,
I do to get
mean
eggs
crows,
for breakfast.
But you never see a little baby crow.
Like, yeah,
I've seen
photos of them. They look really,
really
weird. Yeah, they're like black, like
birds.
Little chickens, chicks.
I think I saw a crow today that had a mutton chops. Like, it had fur on the side of it.
Sorry,
I think
what?
It was mutton chops,
was it,
man.
Like, short and curlies, like a human beard's
it was,
hair?
It basically had
it was
black,
one of those crows from
hair.
from the set of Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, those are the ones with the tentacles all over the face.
Oh, right. Those ones, yeah.
Davy Crow.
But, so you saw a mutton chopped crow.
Yeah.
Just on campus here at the
was,
University of British Columbia?
It was on campus. It didn't want to move either. I mean, I think it was using its mutton chops for superiority.
Like, it had its jaw out like, huh?
You
like
know,
Rick
I
Ross.
Think I think it could get any female crow it wanted. To be honest, I wouldn't know what a female crow looked like either. Or is it just the same as a normal crow?
I don't know.
Funny
we talk about
I don't
crows.
Think there are female crows. I think it's like how all dogs are male and all cats are female.
But they also all go to heaven, so we have to establish that.
Oh, dogs are all cats.
I don't
all
think,
dogs.
I don't think crows
do
go to
cats
heaven.
Go
those
to heaven?
Guys are,
I hope they don't.
Those guys suck.
Cats go straight to purgatory.
Straight right to the middle.
Yeah, after. Okay. Well, I mean, they have nine lives. If they don't figure it out after like the second, I think
it's just
purgatory for
straight
you.
Straight to purgatory.
Straight to purgatory.
So, what does a mutton chopped crow tell us about reality?
What does reality tell us about a mutton chopped crow?
Well, I think reality tells us that, you know, if you think it, it can be.
Wait, so you thought
you
of this and then you saw the crow?
You summoned
no,
a mutton chopped crow.
I saw the crow, but was it really a crow with mutton chops, or was it just me thinking it's a crow with mutton chops?
Well,
ooh.
Like,
there's a real question.
Like, was it really a squirrel?
Are you saying you
what I'm saying.
Are you saying you might have hallucinated this
maybe
creature?
Maybe the psychedelics were making me see
the psychedelics.
A crow
you
instead of a squirrel.
You were on campus on psychedelics?
During a
well, now when you
Friday.
Say psychedelics, do you mean like a sandwich?
I
or
meant
like
that
the
sandwich
sun?
I
or
had
a
this
t-shirt?
Morning. It did not make me feel very good, but you know.
What was in the sandwich?
Yeah, what made you feel bad?
Some prosciutto. I mean,
how does that make you feel bad?
I think
it's
the mayonnaise.
One of the best meats.
I think the mayonnaise was bad, guys.
Mayonnaise and prosciutto is, I think, something I would not
That's I also don't like hell mayonnaise, of a combination. So. Yeah, you hate mayonnaise.
If you as someone who likes mayonnaise, would you go there, Jack?
I would not go there, but I would have mayonnaise and tuna. And
you know,
hate that.
Speaking of mayonnaise,
yeah,
I gotta tell you something. Mayonnaise, I think, really cheeses me off. Welcome to Cheesed Off.
Let's play Cheesed Off.
You know what cheeses me off?
What cheeses you off?
Mayonnaise cheeses me off. It's all white and gross. It's not even, it's egg and vinegar. That's not a sauce, that's a gross. Jack, what cheeses you off?
You know what cheeses me off? Highlighters. They're not pens.
Oh!
That's what cheeses me off. Evan, what cheeses you off?
What cheeses you off, Evan?
The fine pens. I mean, you gotta get a thick
pen. Define pens?
And the thin paper. I mean, it's shameful. The thin paper, it like soaks through to the other side and then your work starts running.
You know what cheeses me off?
What?
Is when the work starts running. And bass starts running and the work starts running and you don't stop. What about you, Jack? What cheeses you off?
This entire segment. That's what cheeses me off.
Evan, one last cheese off to bring it out. What cheeses you off?
Cheese us off one more time.
Some Wensleydale.
Wensleydale?
Wensleydale.
Maybe some Jarlsberg or some brie.
I don't know.
Ooh,
or these are types of cheeses.
Those don't cheese me off.
We're just cheesing in here.
Cheeses cheese me off.
All right, that was Cheesed Off.
Welcome. So this is Radio Pizza Party. That was Cheesed Off, everybody. And we were talking about psychedelics and the nature of reality.
That was a great app.
That was an amazing episode of Cheesed Off, our inaugural episode. Evan, what did you think of Cheesed Off?
I was quite cheesed.
Ah.
Were you cheesed off by the episode or by our demeanors?
Ooh. By the segment in a whole. I mean, it went full circle.
It did.
I like that. I like, much like cheese can be a full circle. I did the full circle thing because you have a round
wheel of
cheese.
No, nothing can be a perfect circle. We've established that.
Well, that's totally not what I mean when I say that. Well, I'll be honest.
It's either a circle or an oval.
So you're saying pretty much every circle that is not created by like a machine is an oval.
No, I'm saying there is no true circle.
There is no true circle.
Well, coming from an engineer.
This guy agrees with me.
Tell me about Mr. Building Codes, my gentleman.
I mean, you look at some fluid dynamics, and ooh, there is no perfect circle, because otherwise you wouldn't have any viscosity on a sphere.
Huh.
Learning about this in class today. You know, I can't say I paid a lot of attention, but you know, I got the gist.
Was it because of the sandwich that you weren't paying attention?
Oh,
the mayonnaise.
I was actually eating
though?
The sandwich in that class.
Well, that I think that settles it. We'll never know, because this guy had to just eat a sandwich in class.
And you know, them psychedelics in that sandwich.
As an engineer, you probably have a very different grasp on reality than myself and Jack. We are both in the humanities, and you are.
And we are humanity.
And we are humanity. Me and him, humanity together.
I'm just a bunch of numbers.
He's just a bunch of numbers and bagels all jammed together.
The human bagel, the hole can never be filled. That's why he's here.
So is jam like the glue of the bread world?
What is this coming from? That's my question.
As a baker, I can tell you that it's actually gluten is the glue of the bread world.
But, candlestick maker, I agree.
And Evan, as a butcher, what can you tell us?
I like my meat.
He likes his meat, people. That's all we need to know.
Hey, that's why he's the human bagel, the meatiest food around. probably the meatiest of the grains. A bagel?
Well, a bagel isn't a grain.
The grain-based foods.
I mean, if you have the option between some toast and a bagel, I'd pick a bagel every time.
Well, it depends
on
how hungry you are, I think.
What is toast, really? Like, it's so much effort basic food.
Deep-fried bread?
Do you guys not deep-fry or...
Oh.
How do you make toast?
I mean...
Uh-oh.
Answer me this.
This is why you're 300 pounds. For those listening, Jack is severely overweight.
I think he's growing
brutally.
By the minute.
I am barely fitting into this very generously sized radio chair.
Yeah, we had to get one specialty made, and he's like, in the week we had it made, he's already too big for it.
It's because I eat 7 slices of deep fried toast every day.
What goes into deep fried toast? Do you add any gluten?
Well, it's toast.
He adds his extra
and a
gluten.
Deep fryer, and yeah, a little sprinkle of gluten at the end.
Delicious.
You know what puts me off about toast? There's yeast in there. And, like, people say yeast is alive, but, like, when I buy yeast in a packet, like...
It's, like, dormant.
Yeah,
like,
is it still alive?
Is it a pet?
I mean, could you farm some yeast and make it
you
your own?
You can farm yeast.
Could you name each individual piece of yeast, or is it a thing? Like, yeah. does it become one?
How many cells are in a single yeast?
Well, it's a spore, so no. You can't.
So yeast is mushrooms.
Yeah, it's a
spore. Psychedelics.
So it's psychedelics.
Speaking of which, we're talking about psychedelics.
The nature of reality. I think this is good. This is a little more like lackadaisical. We're drifting in and out of the topic as one drifts in and out of reality on psychedelics.
Psychedelics.
Them waves, you know, they come and they go.
Waves don't die.
I didn't know that would do so. I just flicked a little thing at Jack. Is
Thankfully,
are you okay?
Jack is wearing some glasses.
I'm doing
so he did
fine.
Not feel the projectile.
Did that hit you in the eye?
No, it didn't. It hit me in the headphone.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You should be.
I wanted to just hit you in the shoulder.
For the listener.
And it would have been a fun little listener thing.
This is no fun for. Tristan just flicked an elastic band at my head.
He's quite startled.
I was shocked and appalled.
Mm-hmm. Shocked and appalled. Also, speaking of shock and appall, reality.
Reality. Well... reality, it's there. I mean, you can't not be in reality.
So far, our definition of reality has to do with a crow with mutton chops.
And a squirrel. Who has no thumbs.
Potentially yeast.
No, yeast isn't real.
Yeast isn't real. And
also,
there was maybe
mirrors
a third
aren't
thing.
Real because our eyes aren't real.
Oh, that's true. What if those didn't work
and
together?
And some deep fried toast. Don't forget
delicious,
the toast.
Delicious deep fried toast.
Delicious deep fried toast.
So what we're going to do now, Evan, is our very new game. It's called
What's the Deal?
So tell me, Evan, what's the deal with calculus?
Well, calculus was invented by a very wise man.
That was What's the Deal.
That was a great time.
And that was What's the Deal.
The longest theme song ever.
Well, that was just the outro.
It was the best theme song ever, in my humble opinion.
The best theme song ever. The best day ever. Which is maybe today if you were on psychedelics. Bam, 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 bam.
Bring
I'm pointing at both of them. I'm pointing.
Bam.
Bam.
Some green eggs and ham.
Peanut butter and jam.
I'm sure people are turning off the radios as of right now.
At record speed.
At record speed. I think Usain Bolt would want to be like, wow, I want to go as fast as those
people. He's 100 meters away from the radio, and he's just 9.2 seconds he's there, and the radio is off.
Which is impressive.
It's very fast.
I think he's probably the fastest man alive.
I'd assume so, until I saw a man in a car.
Oh, yeah.
What about that guy who jumped from space?
Ooh, there's a good
you know,
point.
His name skips my brain.
Felix Baumgartner.
There we go.
Yeah.
Boom.
He was a pretty fast man.
You know, well, I don't know if that's... No, that's gravity doing all the work. You should know
you
that.
You know why he's called Felix Baumgartner? Because if he missed, he'd be bombing someone's garden.
Yes, that's true. Just so, talking about Usain Bolt and Felix Baumgartner.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful. I just wanted to say Usain Bolt because that's his real name.
Yes, it is. It's a Jamaican name, traditional.
Usain Bolt. Because he was so insanely fast. They're like, whoa! That's insane.
They named him that at birth? Like he just shot out like a cannon?
Well, yeah, there was a lot of pressure build up.
I had a Jamaican librarian. She did not like me. I would giggle constantly, like anytime anything came out of her mouth. It's just like...
like what?
Her accent was amazing.
Like a bird?
80-year-old Jamaican
what would
lady.
Come out of her mouth?
You had an 80-year-old librarian?
Also, you have your own personal librarian?
Does she live at your house? And she still hates you?
Man, I would love a library at home. I wouldn't read any of the books, but just looking at
just
it.
Just to hang out in the library.
Yeah, I mean,
you want to like live in
you
Barber?
You could sit in there and question reality.
You could read some philosophy.
Philosophy. You can read any topic. Psychedelics. WikiLeaks.
Julian Assange, free him.
No, don't free Julian Assange. One, he is free.
What was the? He was in jail or something?
He's in the embassy in Ecuador. So he's not really free, but he's free enough.
Well, what are you saying about Ecuador? It's a wonderful country.
They don't have any toast.
Well, I'm not saying anything about Ecuador. I'm saying that he can't leave the embassy of Ecuador.
Oh, so he's kind of like a...
He's in London.
There.
How's the Wi-Fi there?
Wait, he's in London? I thought you said he was in Ecuador.
He's in the embassy of Ecuador in London.
Is he Ecuadorian?
He does have... No, he's Australian.
Yeah, why is he in the Ecuador one?
Because they're the only people that would give him amnesty.
Oh.
His own country?
Yeah, they give him
they
sovereignty.
Gave him up?
Yeah. And he's there, but he still sort of runs WikiLeaks and does WikiLeaks things.
Wow, that's cool.
And what do we know about WikiLeaks and how they affect our reality and psychedelics? Evan, you go first.
I'm a fan of WikiLeaks.
What Ooh. About him? Is it the name?
No, they do some good stuff. I mean, as an engineer, they probably have some pretty good skills in the computer department. I mean, I bet you they could rock some Excel spreadsheets.
I can't rock Excel spreadsheets. Tristan, can you?
I've rocked an Excel spreadsheet once in my life, and it was a fleeting experience.
Would you do it again?
Indubitably.
That's good to hear. What do you know about WikiLeaks, Tristan?
Okay, when you think WikiLeaks, I think of what good things have come out of WikiLeaks. Terms of information. Birds, when they open, he's like, hey, I got some WikiLeaks. He opens the dossier, and out come a bunch of crows with mutton chops.
Yeah, he stands on the balcony at the Ecuadorian embassy, and then woof, and a bunch of leaks about the CIA.
Do you think he still has anything to do with WikiLeaks?
Yeah, I think
he's still the editor-in-chief.
Really?
Yeah, because he has the internet. He can still do things. I don't know if he's fully involved now, but he definitely...
I mean, you hear the big stuff, but do they have small things going on?
Like, they don't do, local local news, I don't think. I think they buy their time and just release the big stuff.
Bloomington, Indiana. Or no, that's a pretty big city, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, Bloomington, Indiana.
It's in Indiana. Are there big cities in Indiana?
The sheriff has his birthday's on Thursday.
WikiLeaks. Did you just Google Bloomington, Indiana?
No, I was doing some other shiz.
Talking mushrooms.
Shiztakis.
Psychedelics. Mushrooms.
Did you know, if you yeah. so wish, you can find mushrooms on campus? I wouldn't recommend eating them.
Wouldn't recommend eating them either. I have seen what goes on in every inch of this campus.
Mushrooms being the food or the actual whoa?
Oh, there are the scattered across campus if you know where to look and know what you're looking for.
Are you being serious?
Do you know where it is?
Who is a mushroom biologist studying at UBC.
Like a botany.
And he finds his own, and he dries them out, and, he tells me they're lovely.
Are you serious?
Well, that's
pretty crazy.
I would have thought that the only place to find mushrooms on campus is in the pockets of a mushroom dealer. Oh. But now I'm wrong.
Oh, I almost forgot. I hope Brian's still listening, but I said I'd shout him out before I forget. So, hey, Brian, thanks for taking my shift on
What's
Thursday.
Brian's last name?
Burdick. He also wanted to be known as B-Easy or the artist formerly known as Brian. So
I'm going to call him the artist formerly known as Brian.
Yes, he's
speaking of shout-outs, don't you owe somebody a freestyle rap?
I actually do. I owe Nick Morgan a freestyle rap, I'm pretty sure. He told me he donated, so I'm going to...
Get the first word that you have to rap with?
Testicle.
And wait.
Should we use the cheesed-off theme song as your beat?
No.
Yes, we should.
Because I don't know if that... That's from Bill Maher. You do a beat. You did a good one last time.
Okay.
Here we go. I just want to say.
All right. Are you ready?
This is for the fun drive, which is actually you can still donate tonight if you go online. I'm pretty sure
the phone lines are closed, but you can still donate to fun drive if you'd like.
I believe
please do.
We're at almost 30 grand, and our goal was 40. But if we can reach 30, I think that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. We'll be shut down, but hey, it's pretty good. Anyway, let's get started on this beat.
All right, what's the beat? What was the word? I'll just do Nick. I'm not going to do that. This is a children's show.
This is
a family show. It's not that type of show. Okay, Jack, hit the beat.
Oh,
come
on.
Yeah, what the heck? Yeah. Yeah. This goes out to Nick. I'll tell you right now, he has a stick. A hockey stick. He plays lots of hockey, but he doesn't. He plays it in his mind when he's thinking of hockey. Then he goes, eat some pocky. his favorite Japanese snack. Then he goes and he'll attack you with a musical instrument, guitar in the R, in the air. Put your necks in the air and you play the strings. Then you go and you hit some bings. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready, Freddy, Nick.
Man, Nick Morgan.
We got in like a jam there. I was actually feeling that.
That was really
good.
Fun. That was a great jam session.
That was a great jam. So what we'll do now is we'll hit into another song. We'll play a few more ads, promos, et cetera. Then we'll come back. We'll play maybe one or two games. What do you guys think of that?
That sounds great to
sounds
me.
Amazing.
And we will see everybody in a minute.
In 1 second.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried counting calories, eating and eating.
Nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
Start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
On Friday, March 17th, come out to the Polish Community Center to join CITR and Discorder in celebrating our community's generosity and hard work with the Fun Drive finale.
Featuring one-off, never-heard-before performances by Tim the Mute, Hick, Puzzlehead, Ashley Shadow, Swim Team, and Missy D and Lady Jams.
Can't make it out? The night will be live broadcast at 101.9 FM and at CITR.ca. And for the first time ever, it will be streaming live on video.
There will also be a very special publication featuring poetry and visual art from the performers, free with entry.
Tickets are $10 in advance and $12 at the door, with all proceeds going towards CITR's fund drive. I'm a grown woman and that's what's up.
Welcome back to
Radio Pizza Party, broadcasting live on CITR 101.9
FM. So we've been talking about nature of reality and psychedelics, with also intermittent bits of mutton-chopped birds and other creatures of the
night. Ephemera. And we're running a bit low on time, so we're just going to get right into the games that we got to play.
First game, we're going to do Impressions.
Let's do it!
Impressions!
Do we have a theme song?
We do have a theme song. I clear my throat in the song.
We can go on together with impression minds.
Impression minds.
And we can build our dreams with impression minds.
So that was Impression Minds by me.
Who is it a cover the of? Effort.
I think it was a cover of Elvis Presley, I'm fairly certain. I think he does. I'm not sure if he's the definitive version. But so the idea of impressions is that we kind of go around. We have a few people that we have impressions lined up for. So of famous people. So hopefully you'll know them.
Not just our neighbor,
yeah.
Greg.
So what we'll do, I'll do one, Jack will do one, you'll do one. And then do we want to decide who's his best or do you just do it for
Let's
fun?
Let's decide who's his best very quickly.
Okay, so our first impression is the sometimes problematic Woody Allen.
Sometimes. All right, Tristan, why don't you start us off?
We'll do I'll start off with my Woody Allen impression.
Which right movie off. Is this from?
This next movie is from his unreleased movie called...
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
All right. Ooh.
So he came into the door, and I'm Woody Allen. I'm like, it's so neurotic. And Batman, he got me. You got me good.
Who is Woody Allen playing in this?
I don't know. I think just a random criminal.
He got me. He got me so good.
Okay.
Right. Is it my go?
Yeah, you can go.
Hey, I'm Woody Allen. I feel like I'm doing an impression of your impression of Woody Allen. Hey, I'm Annie Hall, Midnight in Paris. Woody Allen movies. I don't know. Evan, you go.
Hey, so... Like, what's the deal, man? Like, you just live on your own, huh? Huh?
Is that? It sounds like you actually know a movie.
I was trying to go off of Zombieland, but you know, no,
not Woody okay. Harrelson.
Oh, not Woody Harrelson.
Entirely.
I was like, did they do?
You know?
Okay, do you
was
know?
Was it good? At least
I thought it was a better Woody Allen than it was a Woody Harrelson.
Woody Allen than
you know, well, point made.
Do you know who Woody Allen is?
He looks like you'd imagine Tristan was when
well,
he talked.
Well, here, I could probably play a little sample of Woody Allen.
Ooh.
Give us a hot sample
we'll
of Woody
We'll play a quick
Allen.
Sample of Woody Allen.
In what movie?
I'm just going to click some of his stand-up, 1965 Rare. Oh, this is the ad. Well, after the ad, we'll...
Let's talk about Woody Allen. I don't like him as a person.
Across the street from the Metropolitan Museum of Art, which is
this is like what Woody Allen...
And when I was younger, I used to hang out...
So that's what Woody Allen sounds like.
He sounds great to me.
How old is this guy?
He's pretty old now.
He's pretty
he's
old.
Like
this was from
70s?
65, and he was probably about 25 to 30 in this video, so he's pretty old.
He aged from 25 to 30 in 1965.
In this video.
Wow.
It was like,
was
he was like,
night.
Help me! Reaching into
like
the abyss.
The Last Crusade,
yeah.
The guy drinks from the wrong cup, and he falls into a skeleton.
Yeah. So, whose Woody Allen impression was
Tristan.
Best? I would say, though he wasn't doing the right person, I think Evan got a better impression.
I think that disqualifies
It was definitely more grounded as an impression.
Yeah.
It wasn't, hey, what's the... What?
The classic Arnold.
Okay, well, so I vote Evan.
Yeah, I'll concede Evan.
Okay, Evan wins the Woody Allen impression.
Wait, who does Evan vote?
Yeah, who do you?
I'm gonna go for him because you were impersonating him.
Who's him? No one can see what you're pointing.
I was going for Tristan because you know, Jack, you.
I was terrible. Yeah. All right. Who's our next impression?
Our next impression is Rocky himself, Sylvester Stallone.
This is just a lot of New York accents.
I know. I think we actually most all of them are actually New York. I think actors. Okay. So I'll do mine now. Yo, Adrian. It's me, Sylvester Stallone. I'm trying to box this Russian guy. If you can change, I can change. We all can change.
Jack. Okay.
They drew first blood.
What are you doing, punk? Huh?
Okay, so who do we... I think Evan again
Evan
somehow.
Evan is killing it.
Yeah. See, like, yeah, Evan again.
Oh, yeah. Evan's nailing it.
Okay.
Right, who's next?
Next is another New York-based actor.
Can we get out of the boroughs for one of these?
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you're right.
Out of New York. Like
no,
the five
definitely
or, okay.
not.
Okay, who is it?
Robert De Niro.
Oh, my God.
I didn't mean for this. I think these are just both like, oh, these are all good impressionable people. I think because the only impression me and Jack can actually do is kind of like a New York Like, hey.
We can't really do it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, you go first.
Okay,
go.
I'll do Robert De Niro. Are you talking to me? No, you walk in here and you're talking to me? I'm like the owner of this place. You talking to me?
Is this a scenario where a taxi driver like owns a cafe?
Yeah. And a guy comes in, he's like, "Hey, I need some caffeine." Caffeine,
as they say in the New York dialect.
Yeah. And then he's like, "You talking to me? This is my place." Okay, Jack.
You want to date my daughter? My precious daughter? I'm in the CIA.
Oh.
Mr. Fokker?
Oh. We went for a Meet the Fockers, Robert De Niro. That's a good move. Evan.
You insulting my spaghetti? You don't like my mama cooking? She worked hard on this. She worked hours.
What movie is that? That
sounds okay.
It was inspiration, you know. I mean, you know, his mom probably worked hard on some spaghetti.
I think
he'd be pretty angry.
He probably would be. I will be furious. My vote now. I think Jack won that one.
Yes. I'll give it to Jack too.
Yeah, because Evan's kind of almost sounded like a Louisiana.
It was just mad. My spaghetti.
I didn't hear even like any Italian influence there.
Yeah. All right, do we have any more, or is that going to do it?
That's all for impression. I mean, we could do one more impression if you just... I didn't have any prepared. Okay, we'll do Joe Pesci. Okay.
Do you know who Joe Pesci is? Have you ever seen Goodfellas?
Have you
seen Home Alone, you know, the short guy with the
Duke?
Yeah. Okay, we'll do Joe Pesci, and then we'll end off the show, I think, because we've got a few more minutes here.
Yeah.
Okay. What am I, funny? Like a clown? Am I funny like a clown to you? Or something? I'll come and fight you, because I'm a little scrappy fella. Jack.
No, Ma. We hit a deer. And we hit a deer. I need this knife. I gotta get the hoofs all in the grill. I gotta dig it out. It's a mess. Sorry, Ma. I gotta go. It's a mess.
What are you, a buffoon? Come on, go in there. Stop that kid.
Was that word for word the line from Home Alone? I think it was.
I mean,
I totally didn't put two and two together.
That
I'm
was like
what
watching
is the situation?
A table read. That was amazing. All right,
well,
that's the end of impressions. Should you play us out?
That is.
Oh wait, we also have to vote.
Oh yeah, the vote for Joe Pesci.
I think Evan is 3 for 4.
Yeah,
here. That
I think
was incredible.
He's doing great on the impressions. So we'll play out impressions.
We can go on together with Impression Minds.
Impression Minds.
And we can build our dreams.
Okay, I think we'll just fade that out. I think we get the idea.
Now, once was enough on that one.
Yeah.
All right, so we're coming towards the end of our show here.
Yeah.
It's been great having you on, Evan.
It's been
Thanks
wonderful.
For taking the time.
Yeah,
and,
my pleasure.
We have a little tradition that we have done one show of. Mm-hmm. And the way we title our episodes is we each go around and say a word, and those three words become the title of the episode. Evan, why don't you start us off? Any word that is not a cuss.
Badoof.
Camel.
Toots.
Bidoof Camel Toots. That's the name of today's episode.
That's the name. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. All maybe seven of you.
All seven people.
It's been great. Tori, it's been great having your boyfriend on, and we will see you next time.
Thank you, everybody.
Woo! Bye.